Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Graham, it's your turn to perform.
Thank you. Well, let me clear my throat. No, I'm just kidding.
Dance for us, Grant.
Dance, magic dance. Labyrinth reference there. You know that. All right, let's go here to some news with Alec Baldwin concerning the death of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer on the set of Rust that happened, what, almost 2 years ago now?
Yes.
But we have an update as to how this was all settled. So back last year, in February of 2022, her husband, Matthew Hutchins, filed a wrongful death lawsuit, and it was settled in October of that year. But all the details were kept confidential until now, except for the actual money. But we've got some meat of the whole situation. So the settlement, like I said, was done last October, but now it has been approved in court. That's what it was. They were waiting for it to be approved in court by a judge, and the judge has ruled that the settlement was in the best interest of Andros, which is the son of Helena and Matthew, who is 9 years old at the time when his mom died. And the settlement was partially structured to compensate Andros, and the proceedings have been kept confidential, meaning how much money the young man will get. Now, the portion of the settlement will be set aside for Hutchins' son. This is his name again, is Andros. And he will gain access to this money when he reaches the age of 18 and 22. So it's put into a trust. So essentially, the family's going to get some money. The kid's going to get some money. But the big part about this that we kind of learned is that in a statement released from the husband, he said that, this is Matthew again, that he had no interest in engaging in recriminations or attributions of blame to the producers or Mr. Baldwin. So as a result of this suit being settled in October, then we did find out about maybe 2 months ago now that the actual lawsuits, the criminal lawsuit against Alec Baldwin has been dropped. So he's not going to face any criminal charges anymore. And he now has to obviously pay for this in out of court in a civil suit with these results. So
dang,
they're going to be taking care of the family, which is good. I mean, honestly, seems like it's weird to say, but like the best possible, in my eyes, way that this ended, because not only is the family getting taken care of, the husband is in solidarity with Alec Baldwin. They want to work together. They're currently working together in Montana, filming the rest of this movie, which they started back in April. They want to do it in her honor. And they're, you know, so it seems like all parties in the most tragic situation have come to a pretty solid agreement.
Is anybody going to watch this movie, though?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, I finally just learned what it was about and the last sentence in this story.
What is it?
In the Western Rust, which we've been talking about for years, Baldwin plays an infamous outlaw, Harland Rust, who comes out of hiding to stop his 13-year-old grandson from being hanged for murder.
Ho!
Never even knew
what
it was about.
I didn't even know it was set way, way back in the wind.
I knew it was in the olden days. It's a Western with old pistols and, you know, the set is just out in...
It's in Montana now.
No, it isn't. Now it's moved to Montana, but it was in the one next to
Arizona.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
I was going to start naming Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I think that's good.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, this was already decided a long time ago, but now it's just somewhat of the details.
It was a very tragic accident.
Oh, horrible.
I know. It's so hard to think about it. This story always bums me out.
Yeah. Well, like I said, though, it is sad, but I think that all parties involved are okay with how it was resolved.
Great. Yeah, they need to make sure they take care of the family. It sounds like they are, so that's great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kanye West is being sued again. This is probably number 8 or 9 that he's currently caught up in litigation with. But this one is involving the paparazzi photographer that he grabbed the cell phone out of her car and threw it into the street. Do you remember this back in January of January of 2023 when he this photographer, Nicole, was outside of the Sports Academy in Ventura, California, where Kanye was attending his daughter's basketball game. And according to the lawsuit, Nicole took photos of the Kardashians entering the Sports Academy, and she noticed outside of his vehicle that he was angrily arguing with another photographer on the street outside of his car. So she started filming the alleged incident on her cell phone. That's when Kanye noticed it, came in, took the cell phone, threw it in the street. But she is saying that she, throughout this process, has great mental and emotional pain and has been prevented from doing her job, therefore suffering from lost earnings. And that is why she is now suing Kanye for those lost earnings because of the mental strain that she's had from this situation.
Okay, I'm going to be so annoying.
No, you're not. I think I know what you're going to say, and I think we all think the same thing.
Listen, you're filming an erratic person. You're driving around trying to get this thing. Your cell phone got broken. Can he just pay like 4 times the amount of cell phone, price of the cell phone, and call it a day?
I agree with you.
I agree. You're not alone.
Let's not make this bigger than
anything. I get so much emotional duress because I follow around people for my life and I try to get them in the most private moments in the most private places.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I am distraught.
And my phone got chucked.
Yeah.
My phone has been chucked for reasons far less exciting. And
my OtterBox, which never breaks, is starting to fall apart on my phone.
Oh. I mean, it is how many years old? I have seen that cell phone case.
My mom got the new one on the plan, not me.
I see that.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's get to some quick music news before we got about a minute left here. So Rod Stewart is starting his own whiskey. This came out not too long ago, but this is going to be a blended Scotch whiskey, which is to reflect his rock and roll heritage. And so this will be...
The Drunk Years.
Yeah. Musicians, it's called, in his early years, his hell-raising days. Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to represent. But also, Rod Stewart has come out, and it looks like he is abandoning the sale of his music catalog.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm thinking, you know, yes, the money's there, but wait. Like we said last time, every time someone does this, it just drives up the price for the next major star. It's like any free agent signing in the NFL. I hate to say this, but for a quarterback, every major quarterback that gets signed is now the most paid player because they all have to up one another. So maybe he's stepping back, letting some money build, and taking it in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. How do we feel about the idea of people who have no idea what they're doing with alcohol making just start a brand?
Licensing their name to something?
It's just their name.
I know, but like, isn't it funny how we go...
You don't think that Kendall Jenner knew everything about tequila making?
Well, she did.
She's a Jenner.
She's got extra time on her hands.
I've always had a little thing about it.
I think it's you like it or don't like it.
Not really.
Not that
it doesn't bring me to it. That's
it doesn't. Samesies.
But if someone's like, you want to try it? Yeah, I'll try
but
it.
But if it's George Clooney, Casamigos. I mean,
I would relapse and just take a shot off his body.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's end it right there. I love that.
All right, we'll be back.
I think we'd all do that.
All right, everybody, here's what is great happening. Tomorrow is the last day you have to go to Furniture Manor. They're 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo. They're open from 10 to 5. They expanded their Memorial Day blowout sale, and it is 35 to 40% off everything in the store, plus an additional 5% off selected items. So we're talking about great furniture. They have great furniture in all different price ranges, but now is the time. I mean, big blowout deal. Really cute swivel chairs, matching chair sets and a lot of neutrals. If you're looking for, you know, a great sectional, great pricing, a lot of Eckerness, ergonomically correct furniture is on the floor. You can just remember at Furniture Manor, if you love it, you see it on the floor, you can take it with you or they'll ship it to you the next day. Plus, everyone has a design background. It is a fantastic place to shop for all your furniture. Furniture Manor. And Brittany and Grant.
Hey.
Okay. Hey. I'm going to go first because you guys are going to try to steal my thunder.
I know. I really want to steal one of yours. We're just arguing who gets to say this one.
Okay. And we're arguing who gets to tell everybody that Grand Ole Day is coming back this Sunday for the first time since COVID.
Woo.
And she thinks she knows it better than me, who grew up right there and was at the very first one.
Here's the thing. The reason I felt that way is because you kept calling it Grand Ole Days. And I go, that's such a newbie thing to do. Oh. It's one day. It's Sunday. I went to Grand Ole Day constantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my mind there.
Uh-huh.
And I worked on Grant. Sorry, I wasn't able to live on Grant like some of you.
I lived on Grant. I worked on Grant. Well, whatever. We were in the parade, too. We had a float 1 year.
Well, must be nice.
And then we had this.
I hope it doesn't hurt when you fall off your pedestal.
We used to. I'm too short. I'm already on the ground. We used to have this thing that people would try out. We had, like, they could try out to be Lori and Julia or Ian and Marjorie or whatever the shows were.
Yeah.
And then they would come on the shows.
That's amazing. And when
it was really kind of fun. But it, I mean, we used to do it back then.
Actually sounds like so much fun.
It was fun.
You can officially tell people about Grand Old
Day. No, we met a lot of fun people. But it is back this Sunday. And I just want to let people know that there's stuff for adults and there's stuff for kids. And it all starts out with yoga at 8. There's a 2-mile fun run that a lot of people do. The parade starts at 9:30. They've got a car show this year Grand and Hamlin. That's new. Nice. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. They have stages. And to get in the stage areas, you need a wrist. You know, you have to be 21.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so if you want to buy a wristband for the beer gardens, it's $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. They have the Jayhawks. They have Bad Bad Huts. They're Tim Siegler, Gus the Band, DJ Witcher. They've got a lot going on. But one of the other things that sounds fun is at McAllister College, which is on Grand and Snelling.
Yeah.
Is they're having at 2 p.m. a wiener dog race.
Oh, I've been to them before. Mm-hmm.
Are they funny?
They're so fun. Wiener dogs are fast.
I think that'd be fun. So anyway, I forgot about it until I read about it today, that it's coming back. It's
that'll
been
be
gone
a blast.
For a while.
Full disclosure. Wait, are you going?
I might.
You're not
going. Now that I think about it.
You're not going. You just want to win this fight? If it makes you feel any better, I'm not going this year. I kind of forgot about it, too. But
I totally forgot to write till before.
It's a blast, and you can walk around. And it's going to be nice this weekend, so it's worth going.
It really is. First free Saturdays at the Walker. It's this weekend at 10 a.m. at the Walker Art Center. And here's a couple of cool things. Free admission is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's activities for kids from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're free. You can make art. They have a movement workshop. They have language and storytelling. They've got a tour of the sculpture garden, which is at 1 o'clock, which would be cool. So there's a lot of stuff to do there. You know, I haven't been through that sculpture garden in years.
It's very fun.
And I want to go and play miniature golf there. They have that there.
Yeah, that's on the rooftop.
Yes.
It's a blast. It's short. It's not like a whole day event.
Then you don't have to worry about how bad you are.
No, it's a blast. Yes.
It's fun. Okay. And then train days down at St. Paul.
Chugga chugga choo choo.
Uh-huh. That's going on. And then Grant, you're going to tell about Minnesota Monthly's 11th annual.
Yes.
Grill Fest.
This is pretty cool. Down at CHS Field this weekend, the 3rd and the 4th. So tomorrow and Sunday. And it's got all kinds of fun stuff. You can sip on Bloody Mary samples and vote on your favorite from the Smirnoff Vodka Bloody Mary battle. There's Kowalski's Joy of Good Food Truck. So you're going to have all kinds of good food down there. You can find your wings and try out the latest flavors of Red Bull. They've got outdoor games, giant Jenga, bags, giant chess, all kinds of fun stuff going on down there. Food. I went to this one time at like a kind of like a pre, like the before it opened up. And so I didn't get to go there with the crowds, but it's cool. All kinds of good stuff to eat and drink down there. That's for sure.
That's awesome.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, tickets are $65 with a little bit of a tax and fee in there.
But so that's you get a whole bunch of stuff with that.
Food, drinks. It's and you must be, I believe it is, you must be 21 or older to attend. So there's no like kids.
Get a babysitter.
Right. Yes, get a babysitter. And there's also, if you want to take the kids to something, though, there's what's called Minnesota Con. It's our own version of Comic-Con.
Yes.
It's the 2nd through the 4th down at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And it's going to go till 8 o'clock tonight, so it's almost done tonight. But Saturday, 11 to 8, and it's going to have 11 a.m. to 8, and then Sunday is 11 a.m. to 5. And the cool thing about it is it's not that expensive to get in. You know, $35 to get in on Saturday. $20 to get on Sunday. Kids are only $10 if you want to bring them in. But you can meet a lot. I mean, if you're a big fan of, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, they've got Michael Rooker there, who is, you know, one of the main characters in Guardians of the Galaxy. They've got all kinds of stuff. Star Trek people, Power Rangers, former WWF wrestlers, all kinds of great people that you can meet. And you can check it all out at, just Google Minnesota Con, and they've got everybody listed there. And then one more thing I want to bring to everybody's attention is two more things, actually.
I got one still.
Canterbury Park This last weekend was the first weekend. Last weekend, now this is the second weekend. First post is 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, that's always a fun time to go. Sunday's first post is 1 p.m. going to do some horse racing down at Canterbury. And I'm passing it over to you, Britt.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This one is I'm really excited about because I'm emceeing at it. It's on Sunday.
Ooh.
It's the Secondhand Hounds Fast and the Furriest 5K.
Oh, you brought, I remember us talking about this.
Yes. It's on Sunday, June 4th. In Eden Prairie's Purgatory Park. Race starts at 9 a.m. You can walk with your dog. You can run with your dog. You can even just show up and hang out with me. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to want to meet your dog. I'm going to be honest. That's pretty much why I want you to go. But think about signing up. All of the profits go to Rescue Dogs with Secondhand Hounds. And it's the Fast and the Furriest 5K. Secondhand Hounds 5K. It's how we raise most of our money. And it's a walk run. Let's be honest. You want to pay? You want to come stand there the whole time next to me? Perfect. If you want to stand very far away from me, I also understand that.
Purgatory is awesome.
Yeah, that's a super fun park.
That's where I got engaged, by the way.
No way!
That is right, man. Yes,
that's where you got engaged?
Yeah, Lily and I, that's where we take our dogs all the time, and that's where I was hiding in the woods and had to trek because she took a right instead of a left, and I had to run through the woods in 3 feet of snow to find her. And yeah, we go to Purgatory all the time.
Like, this is so your kind of event, too, because you can bring your dogs.
Yes.
I also saw this other really fun event called Waterfest. Prepare Ooh. Your sea legs for a day at Lake Phelan at Ramsey Washington Metro Watershed District. Celebrates clean lakes with activities on and around the water. They have a picture of a little girl getting in a canoe with a guy dressed up in a poop emoji.
Okay, that's cute.
So I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it's supposed to be a poop emoji. It might be a water droplet, but it looks like a poop emoji.
It does look like a poop emoji.
So I feel like this is something you should go do. You can do canoes, kayaks, paddle boats. All are available. That's Saturday from 11 to 4 at Phelan Drive in St. Paul.
Awesome.
So there's a lot of fun stuff to do.
Thank you, honey. All right, when we come back, we've got the rest of the headlines.
Okay.
I think as parents, we all absolutely want the best for our kids. And when they're struggling, you feel it. The whole family struggles. And Learning Rx is a place where if your child is really struggling in school, it could be a big transition year for them going from middle school to high school, or it could be they're in elementary school and just not picking up some of the basics to be able to build on. That's where Learning Rx, their one-on-one brand training, it works. You can get take a one-hour assessment and get to the root cause of what's happening to children. You know, the summer slide is real. Kids lose about a third of what they've learned the year before. So if your child was already struggling, imagine how difficult next year might be. Call them today, set up your one-hour assessment, and find out what is going on in your loved one's brain. And then you can go from there. The number's 952-949-6900. That's Learning Rx. Just so excited that you choose My Talk. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Every day you wake up and you choose My Talk.
Listen, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
We love it.
Is it the right choice?
Oh, you're such a brat. I want to tell people that Grant, thank you. Brittany, thanks for hanging out with us. Lori's back on Monday.
Love it.
We've got Thursdays for the rest of the month. Lori and I are doing our show on the road for Pride Month.
You've got some great locations, too. Next
El Burrito Mercado next Thursday.
2 weeks. So now in 2 weeks.
The Gay 90s.
Oh, and then three weeks.
The Jan Assen Dinner Theater. So we hope you join us. But I want to let people know a couple things that are happening on TV this weekend. If you've been dying to see Magic Mike's Last Dance.
All right. Is anyone dying to see that?
It's on Max now. You can watch it.
No, they died while watching it.
Tomorrow night, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. It's the Florida Panthers versus the Vegas Golden Knights.
Last night in the NBA Finals, Denver took game one. They're up 1-0 on Miami.
Yep.
Wait, are the Nuggets or Heat winning?
The Nuggets.
Yeah, I would choose Nuggets over Heat.
Sunday, the show we've talked a lot about, HBO's The Idol with Lily Ray Rose Depp, and The Weeknd is happening. And then we had Neil Justin on earlier, and we were talking about Shooting Stars, a movie about the life of LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And it's based on a book written by the same guy who wrote Friday Night Lights.
All right.
It's on Peacock, and it's pretty much, I think, going to be a feel-good, and it's called Shooting Stars.
Do you remember during the pandemic, you found out I'd never seen Friday Night Lights, and you said, you need to.
You need
to. And it was so fun. I didn't watch all of it.
Full Hearts.
I
didn't watch all of it, but I did have a lot of fun watching, I think, maybe like the first season.
Oh, I thought it was kind of fun.
It was super fun.
It was one of the best shows.
I loved it.
And when NBC got rid of it, DirecTV Universal was like, we'll take that.
Yep.
And they brought it back.
But if you rewatch it, I'm going to tell you this, though. The one thing I don't love about it is the unsteady cam. It's a very weird camera.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. When they're on the field or when they're doing practice, yeah, it gets you a little... It's kind of like watching Speed 2, if you remember how unsteady that camera was. I actually left that movie. It was so unsteady.
All right. Here we talked about Platonic, this really kind of fun show that you and I have watched on Apple Plus.
How many episodes have you seen?
Two.
Yes, loved. Same.
Loved.
We laughed so hard. Mm-hmm. There's a scene where she is looking for a new house. And they're going through this, it's like an old retirement home that they were going to remodel. And they walk in and one of the cabinets open. And he goes, oh my God. And they started thinking it was a ghost. I'm telling you, we were laughing so hard. There's not a lot, you're not laughing constantly, but you do laugh hard when you laugh.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. If you have a little extra time this weekend to look at some of your little cash apps, there's just a little thing out by
Apple.
Well, that's one of them. Apple, if you've put your money, because they guaranteed you would make 4.15 in their money market. Just kind of think about that because people are having a slow time getting their money back.
Yeah, but, and if you want to buy ketchup, you're going to have to take all that money out. Am I right?
But this is about
28% incline.
Right? U.S. regulators issued a warning today. Just a heads up to people who use Venmo and PayPal. Don't link it to your account with all the cash because Venmo and PayPal are not under the same regulations as a bank for guaranteeing your money.
Oh.
So just be careful. And like what I told you is it's very easy. For example, I'm a Wells Fargo customer.
Mm-hmm.
I have my savings, my Venmo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've set up an account.
A separate account.
It used to be my aunt's checking account, but I've changed the name.
Got
and
it.
I just put a limited amount of money in there, and that one is linked to Venmo.
That's very smart of you.
They can't get access to your checking and savings. You just set up a third line account. It's simple to do.
Beautiful.
And also, you can send money. Wells Fargo has a good sharing one. Zelle. Zelle. So
you can
that's,
do that.
That's a nice one.
Another
as well.
One.
It's a safe way to do
and
it.
And then PayPal, same thing, Grant, because I know you're a big, heavy
a big
user of that.
PayPal. And Venmo. Now I'm going to go home and change this.
And this
sure.
is something the weekend, you know, just change it. And with Venmo, it takes 24 hours for you to be able to use it again because they have to go through. So it might, you know, be a Tuesday thing for you if you're not do it on Sunday.
I use Venmo so often. That's a really great. That's a great tip.
I did this last year.
That's a great life hack you just gave us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You know,
change your underwear, too. That's a life hack.
I thought today was a waste of my time. But after you just said that one, I'm glad I showed up.
Okay. Beanie Feinstein.
What's she up to?
Feinstein. She got married.
Oh.
She was in the play that Lori and I saw last year, like right around this time when we got our Gracies.
You almost wanted to walk out of a musical.
Did you guys get shushed?
We got shushed. What are you girls, in eighth grade? Yes.
I've been to shows with you guys, and I agree you probably had it coming.
But Lori was on fire that night because she hated it.
And you guys both agreed she was not casted right.
It wasn't cast right, but I still loved it.
I know.
Funny girl.
You are the demographic.
Thank you. You know what that diss was? You're old.
No, you just love.
You Hollywood
smoke. Oh, my
that.
God. Oh. You love Barbra Streisand. You love.
Again.
Babs.
You are the demo.
Dusting.
You are.
And then I just want you to know to get ready for Monday, but I'm not going to allow it to happen. There's been conflicting articles about Brad Pitt in a lot of publications today.
Uh-oh.
And you know
naughty?
How Lori and I like to bring it down on Brad Pitt and Angelina?
Yeah.
But so there's a lot of stuff coming out.
Naughty? Oh, like no. They've been naughty?
Oh, no. He's mad at her because she sold the Merivale thing.
Yeah, okay.
And he's just saying she's hostile. Well, and he's saying these two hate each other so much.
I know.
It's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith in real life.
It really, they hate each other. It's just so sad.
Fun note with Brad Pitt, though. If you ever watch the show Dave on FX, which is about Little Dicky, he's a rapper and he has his own comedy show. It's three seasons long. The season finale, they snagged Brad Pitt as a surprise cameo.
They also have a scene where a naked grandma comes in and sits on a chair.
You're
and
saying
it is
it's me?
One of the funniest things.
It is.
What is this an animated show?
No, it's just such a funny show.
It's like a satire. It's kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm, but with a young man.
I will watch this.
It's called Dave. It's kind of about his life and how he is this young white Jewish rapper that basically became a rapper so he could get into TV. And then his rapping did get him into TV, and now they made a show about it.
Okay, that's really funny. Yeah. And also, they've chosen the 25 men for the upcoming season of The Bachelorette.
Oh.
If you're bored this weekend and want to go to abc.com,
you can take a peek.
If you drive a Lincoln MKX or MKC, like a Lincoln car from Ford.
You cut off Julia and she's pissed about it.
Nope. There's 140,000 of those that are, they're worried about fire issues. So just look up your car if you drive a Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
All right. Always like to know recall stuff because it takes a while.
That MK, that Lincoln MK, isn't that like the Ford Edge? Isn't that their version of the Ford Edge?
Might be.
I think it is.
Might be.
So how funny would it be if you just said, hey, if you're driving a Ford Camry white coming eastbound on 94, you cut me off and I know you.
I know you, but I've been in two car accidents already this month and I'm not going to rear end you. Finally, don't forget, Live on Patrol is on Reels channel.
That's right.
Yes. We heard all about it yesterday on Friday and Saturday nights. I'm going to check it out this weekend.
I'm going to
Number one show on cable.
It's wild that we've not been watching this show.
I know. Here we go. Let's sing. Let's turn
We're
going
to sing You've Lost That Love and Feeling out of respect to Cynthia Well, right? Because she passed away and she was the one that wrote this song. So let's get a little Tom Cruise / Top Gun feel going for you.
Gone. Whoa.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Great. Original program starts here tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Dish Network Nutrition. Thanks, guys.
Job done. Off you go.